How must they act as one unified collective to ignite this change?
If you look at the prompt underneath it, to prevent them from going off, scattershot in all directions. Scattershot being the emphasis there. Just no concerted action. What specific actions do they all need to take? Again, you don't have a single homogeneic collective right now, i.e. an organization. So if you apply this to you, what specific actions? We're talking first actions in your case, because you need to, first of all, start to form that collective, right? So you've mentioned a number of them. Can you identify those and then answer the last two lines of that prompt? Are these actions different from what they're doing now? And is it about adopting new behaviors?
I would want within the first group and among those people who say, okay, I'm interested, I want to help, that they would almost go through the same process as me and think, okay, where do I fit this into my life? How can I find space here? I want to find space. What form does it take? So we're back to the same challenge that runs through all of this. Meaning, something that's meaningful to somebody else. And on top of that, so meaningful that they're not only excited by it, but actually want to help.
And they may be driven by different motivations. This vision is true to you. Ultimately, I do believe it will filter out those for whom it isn't actually true, who are doing it for ulterior purposes. But imagine then if you are speaking, giving voice to this, expressing it in a way where it has never been pulled together in those words before. They felt a part of it, and now you're giving them the cohesive possibility.
The vision doesn't give them a to-do list. It doesn't give them a prescription. It gives them space.
Yes.
And an invitation to act.
An invitation to act. So then answer this card from that, because first iteration, however they know you, however you know them, what would be the invitation to act that you could impart to all of them, regardless of what they could do? What's the first thing to spark them into action? You've shared your vision. Now you've got people starting to unify, because also as they speak about how it applies or doesn't apply to their life, the doesn't will reveal to you that they don't see it yet.
There is the leader, there's the vision, there's the collective. The collective, we hope, is slowly but surely expanding. But then through this process that you've described of people giving their story, sharing their story, sharing how they felt this, are we not creating something here which is slightly separate from the vision itself? There's an energy here. There's a sense of community amongst the collective, which is actually separate from the vision, which feels right. Or maybe it's the vision becoming its second self.
Your vision is coming to life, though.
Yeah.
You see, though, that that is another responsibility of your leadership. Engage, align, mobilize, unify that collective, starting with a small little inner core and containing it, unifying. And there's a lot that goes into unifying. Yeah. But it's all about working together toward realizing the same vision. So the cohesion of the overall collective is your job. You can't control whether someone comes in and then sees the contrary. Sees your vision and goes, okay, I'm out of here. Not only am I out of here, I'm disengaging, but I'm going to do the opposite. You cannot control that. What you can manage and ensure is that through you and through how you continually in every iteration express your vision in words as to what the vision is and the actions that make your vision come to life, come true. Ignite and come to fruition ultimately.
I'm certainly feeling the value of the rigor of what we're doing now, of how we're going very deep into, again, this is, it's not really strategy, it's something.
No, we're not in strategy.
It's still something that
we're deep, in execution, actually.
Yeah. And as you said, Marianne, part of the leader's job, part of my job, is to make sure that the unity remains, that everything remains true to the vision. It's not about censorship. It's not about shutting people down. It's not about hemming people in. That there's a much subtler piece of work going on here around listening and making sure that the vision is respected in the best way, that if we are going to be here and if we are going to stay here as a collective, we do need to be true to the vision.